Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The periodic updating of Cochrane reviews is particularly important in areas where the evidence base is accruing quickly. This is true for the use of antiretroviral pre-exposure prophylaxis to try to prevent HIV infection in high-risk individuals, with an update of the review appearing in July 2012. The lead author, Charles Okwandu, from the Centre for Evidence-Based Healthcare, Stellenbosch University, South Africa, tells us more.
The incidence of HIV infection is declining in many countries, with a total of 2.7 million new infections in 2010 compared to 3.1 million in 2001. However, the incidence remains high in many countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Although behavioral change programs have contributed to falls in the number of new infections, a combination of effective biomedical and behavioral interventions is probably required to adequately curb the spread of the virus. We are working on this Cochrane review to assess the effect of one of these interventions, oral antiretroviral pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, for preventing HIV in high-risk individuals, which includes men who have sex with men, partners of HIV-infected people, sex workers, and people who have multiple sexual partners. The first version of our review was supported by the Reviews for Africa program and published in 2009. It included just one trial at that time, and we concluded that there was no evidence that PrEP reduces the risk of HIV infection in high-risk individuals. We initiated the first update of the review in 2011. After going through over 2,600 abstracts, we found 6 completed trials and 6 ongoing trials that met our inclusion criteria. We analyzed data from the 6 completed trials that tested the protective effect of daily doses of oral antiretroviral drugs tenofovir disoproxil fumarate TDF with or without emtricitabine FTC compared to a placebo or intermittent use. The trials involved nearly 10,000 people, and when we combined the findings of 4 of the trials, which contained about 90% of the data, this showed that giving TDF plus FTC reduces the risk of HIV infection by about 50%. It fell from around 37 infections in 1,000 people to 19 in 1,000. Data from 4,000 people in 2 trials showed that TDF alone reduces the risk of HIV infection by about 62%, from 26 per 1,000 in these trials to 10 per 1,000. This is a very large treatment effect, considering that people in the different groups in the randomized control trials were also offered other HIV prevention strategies, such as condom use and behavioral interventions. Although the efficacy of PrEP as an HIV preventive strategy in high-risk individuals has now been demonstrated in this updated review, many questions remain unanswered. Should PrEP be administered daily or intermittently? How will non-adherence affect the efficacy of PrEP? What will be the effect of PrEP on resistance in individuals who become infected, and will this lead to the transmission of drug-resistant virus? What are the long-term effects of using PrEP, and is PrEP cost-effective in the long run? There is also a need for studies that look into the feasibility of implementing PrEP in resource-constrained settings where antiretroviral treatment coverage is inadequate. And because no treatment is likely to be 100% effective, it is also important for studies to be done to determine how pre-exposure prophylaxis can best be combined with existing programs.
You can read the latest version of this review and watch for its future updates as the questions highlighted by Charles are addressed in new studies at thecochranelibrary.com.